Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, for beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Hope you had a wonderful, restful weekend opportunity to celebrate the Lord's Day with your loved ones, your family. Today, the Church gives us the gospel, the beginning of the ministry of Jesus as it unfolds in the Gospel of Mark, and in particular, Jesus' proclamation of the kingdom. So I'd like to maybe take this whole week to focus on dimensions of the kingdom of God. God's plan was to reveal his kingdom in the person of his son, Jesus. And if you look at the readings at the beginning of the gospel, you have John the Baptist coming out and preparing the way for the Lord. He's the friend of the bridegroom, and he's declaring and calling people to repentance, to receive the preaching, the teaching, and the life of what Jesus the Messiah is bringing. You know, in some ways, all those who are baptized into Christ, we are literally friends of the bridegroom. Remember Jesus said in John's gospel, which is so beautiful, he said, I call you my friends. Those who are baptized into Christ are brought into a relationship with a person, with Jesus Christ himself. And he seeks deep friendship, family relationship level stuff that leads to transformed hearts. He truly loves us. He desires deep relationship with us. And that's what the kingdom's all about, is coming into relationship with the Lord himself. And after John was declaring, calling people to repentance, Jesus was baptized by his cousin John in the Jordan. And when he came out of the water, here's how the passage reads. This is chapter 1, verse 9. It says, in those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens opened and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven saying, you are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased. This is an epiphany. This is the Father, the presence of theophany, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit being manifested. And what we see there, friends, is the relationship and what is being unfolded in the kingdom. The kingdom of God is coming because the kingdom of God is God. It's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus comes to make known the reality of the kingdom, but not just knowledge of what the kingdom is, but to bring the life of the kingdom. And the kingdom is not just a place. Of course, heaven is a reality, and the New Jerusalem will be a reality, and Jesus, the bridegroom king, will be coming, and what we're coming for us, and at the end of time, when he comes again, there's going to be a marriage. The Father is preparing a bride for his son. This is about a marriage and a marriage in the kingdom. But what Jesus is doing now, what the Father is doing, is he's revealing first through the prophetic witness of John declaring who Jesus is, that he's preparing a way for the coming of the Messiah. And now in his baptism, as he comes out of the water, there's a revelation of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's new. That's never been seen before, done before. The realization that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And God the Father calls Jesus his beloved Son. This already begins to unfold the nature of the kingdom. To be in the kingdom is to be in the family of God. To be in the kingdom is to become a child of God. The gift that we're being offered of what Jesus is coming to do is he's coming to bring the life of God, the reign and the authority of God. But this kingdom is a family, covenanted together in love. And as the Father says to the Son, you're my beloved Son, in you I'm well pleased. All that Jesus is going to do is to make it possible through his life, passion, death, and resurrection for human beings who bear the image of God, made by God, formed in the palm of his hand. Everyone made for God to belong to God, ultimately to be in the family of God, but fallen away, unable to share in the glory that God intended for us because of the fall of Adam and Eve and the reality then of being enslaved to the world, the flesh, and the devil, that whole battle that alienates us from God. The realities that exist apart from God and apart from God's kingdom, the kingdom of the enemy, that resists the kingdom of God, all of that. Jesus comes to deal with everything that separates us from God and makes an offer to human beings, one heart at a time, to enter his kingdom. And again, to enter the kingdom is to enter his family, the family of God. And he makes it possible through his passion, death, resurrection, ascension into heaven, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which we will see this week, to become born again, to become children of God, to share in what life Jesus has, and to have God the Father become, as Paul will say so beautifully in his letter to the Romans, our Abba. God the Father is our Abba. Jesus brings us into the place of not only being reconciled to God, made righteous in God's sight, having our relationship with God restored and brought to where it needs to be, but to go deep, deep into what Jesus shares with the Father from all eternity, which is sonship, which is family. God the Father is not distant. He's not far. He's not a God who is not able to relate. He's a God who desires family. All family, intimate love, union, communion, all flows from him, from all eternity in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the mystery of why there's anything at all, the mystery of the cosmos and the extraordinary reality of the majesty and power that's revealed and the beauty that's revealed in God's creation, the cosmos, just a glimpse of his power and his majesty. And Jesus comes to tell us that what is most on God's heart is those who are made in his image and likeness. And that the God who is love comes to establish his kingdom in order to make it possible for people to enter into relationship with him as our Father. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him would not die but have everlasting life. And everlasting life is God's life. It's life in God. And so today, as the Spirit of God is upon Jesus the Beloved, Luke goes deeper, but the next few verses here about Jesus going in to do battle against the enemy. Because clearly, as I'm saying, reminding us all that there's a kingdom that the world is in dominion to, under the dominion of the devil. Human beings, everybody is under the rule and reign and dominion of the devil who's apart from God. Whether they know it or not, that's a fact. We're not yet baptized into Christ. He's coming to bring us from not just an intellectual change, but a transformation of kingdom, to move from one kingdom to the next. That's why he's beginning to declare the kingdom of God, from darkness to light, from a death-directed destiny to life, to eternal life. Those are the stakes. That's what it's about. And so Jesus goes mano a mano in the desert against the devil, who tries to tempt Jesus the way he tempts every human being at one level or another. How he leads us into slavery, keeps us in slavery, keeps us in deception, keeps us distracted. And Jesus stands up against him. And then he leaves the desert. And Luke's gospel says, as he leaves, he's led by the Spirit. And he's led by the Spirit to go home to Nazareth. The Spirit led him into the desert. The Spirit is now leading him. He's under the anointing. And this is what happens to the children of God in baptism and confirmation and bringing us into the kingdom, which is the body of Christ, which we'll talk more and more about this week. But then it goes on in verse 14. Here's the passage. Very simple, but powerful. And this is the first declaration, proclamation, first preaching of Jesus. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God. It says that's the good news, good spiel, the good news of God. What is the good news of God for the whole world? The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the good news that will now unfold in the life and the preaching and the teaching, signs and wonders, the suffering, and ultimately the cross and resurrection and ascension of Jesus will be revealed. God's story, God's plan, the one plan. There's not other gods. There's not other plans that do this. There's just one. It's Jesus' Father. It's the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit coming, entering into time to bring about salvation. And Jesus is the King of that kingdom. So you can see, time of fulfillment, all that was anticipated by the prophetic history of the people of Israel. Anticipating, God desires a people. God is forming a people. God is drawing them near. God is testing them. And in the fullness of time, Paul reminds us, God sent forth his Son into the world. So the coming of Jesus, the Messiah, is the fullness of time. The long-promised reign of God is breaking into history, human history, in the person of Jesus. And it's at hand. It's not merely a future thing. It's not just a theological concept or a philosophical concept. It's a reality. It's present. It's active. It's here now. Jesus brought the living kingdom, and he makes it possible for us to enter into it, which means already in this life, we get a future. The future is present in the now, I guess you'd say. Then he talk about it as the already and the not yet of the kingdom. The already is the real presence of the real Lord Jesus Christ and what he did to save us in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And it's his Spirit given to us in baptism and confirmation that is allowing us to enter into the kingdom now and live and be united to the King and united to the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit, united to the angels, united to those who have died in the Lord. It's real. And then finally, it's not only present and active, but it's the kingdom demands something from us. The kingdom demands personal response. God made you free. He made every person free. And he comes to offer the kingdom. He's looking for lovers. He's not looking to coerce and to force. He's making an offer for salvation. He comes in love. And what's at the center of the kingdom is the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And you can only enter it with a yes, total surrender, repentance, accepting Jesus' diagnosis of our human condition, seeing reality on Jesus' terms, and trusting him, saying yes to him, and becoming a disciple, as we'll hear in the days ahead, following him. To come into the kingdom, you come into the kingdom through repentance, through baptism, through entry into now the church, which Jesus has come to establish, to be part of his living body. That's the presence of the King. It's a reality. But it's a challenge for the world because it's mostly an invisible reality that's very real. It's growing in us. We'll talk about how the kingdom grows in us. We see signs and wonders that demonstrate the presence of the kingdom. The power of Jesus' preaching and his works and casting out demons and all kinds of things, raising the dead. The kingdom is here. There is no force on the world that's more powerful than the kingdom. But the depth of it is happening quietly, silently in the human heart, in the spirit. We'll be talking about that. But let's just end with a prayer this morning. Lord, we want to welcome your kingdom. We want to say yes to you. We want to listen to your words. We want to receive the Holy Spirit and become united with the Father for your glory in the kingdom. God bless you, friends. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes scripture, catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.